we created that when I got here. You know, we talked to the players about it, and we said that we wanted power and speed on the field, and we thought that was the best representation of power and speed.
Okay, so your DTs said they have absolutely no idea what's happening out there. Do you have any clue, or are they scripting, or are they just improvising?
No, we have. We know what's going on. They know what's going on out there. It's well thought out. It's coordinated, and it's fun for them.
So why does it look like chaos?
It's supposed to look like chaos.
Thank you.
Who was this number 90 kid? Who is he?
I hope he shows up this week, too.
What are you expecting from him now at this stage of his development with the playoffs on the line here?
You know, as you know, he's progressed every week. We just look for him to keep doing the same things he's been doing. We're not asking him to do any more than what he's been doing. In practice, he's making plays, and he's just – the game is coming to him naturally now, and that's fun to see for a player like him.
Is his enthusiasm on the field contagious?
I hope it is. It's contagious for me and the coaches, and I'm sure it is for his teammates, because as we watch the tape, everybody's, you know, hooting and hollering, and, you know, everybody's getting excited about, you know, Giant football, defensive football.
How are you guys preparing for Atlanta's no-huddle offense? I mean, what do you see out there?
You know, we've faced no-huddle all year. You know, we know it'll be an up-tempo offense. We know it'll be, you know, a run-pass option. We just got to get our hands in the dirt and play as fast as we possibly can play and disrupt the timing of the run and the pass.
How do you feel about the way the defense is playing right now? Because on the one hand, obviously you've had the last two opponents to 28 points. On the other hand, the Jets seemed a little messy. The Cowboys had a banged-up offensive line. You know, this team seems like it has a lot of weapons.
Yeah, this team is no different than all the teams that we've played. I think, you know, they have a lot of offensive weapons, and we're battle tested from that standpoint. So, you know, I expect us to respond well.
Can you talk about the challenges specifically of stopping the run? There's a lot of talk about your pass rush, but the run presents a lot of challenges.
Michael Turner it's well documented that when he goes over 100 yards, they win. So it's going to be vitally important that we control him, that we've got to come up with a body part on that guy. He's a big, strong guy. When I say big, strong guy, he's like the Maurice Jones-Drew, and that he's very powerful. And we've got to do a great job of rap tackling.
Your defensive line with the DNs have obviously applied a lot of pressure, but Jaquan Williams got into the act on Sunday with a sack. How has he improved? How has he developed? You know, Tom Coughlin mentioned him being aggressive this season. How's he developed?
Well, you know, we started out with him being a man cover guy for us, and then we asked him during the midseason to do a lot more than that, and that was a lot for him as a rookie. You know, we had some breakdowns, we had some not so good plays, and the game was a little fast for him, and so we scaled him back a little bit, and then we've given him some roles to play in right now, and I think he accepted those roles, and he's getting better each week. We can see that he's starting to retain the defense, he's starting to learn the defense, and instead of being a robot now, he's become a player now. So I think he's progressed as the season's progressed.
How does the OC change your front four?
It puts a lot more speed on the field for us, and you know, as we look at the get-offs, what we call the get-offs in the pass rush, he has such good eye-hand coordination when he's watching the ball and going on the snap of the ball, and it puts a lot of pressure on those offensive tackles.
Does he look significantly better coming from the side he's used to coming from the right side?
He looks good on the right and the left. You know, I just got to convince him he looks good on the left side.
he said he felt real awkward there.
He looks good to me, though. He might feel awkward, but he looked good. When he got the sack over there on the left side, you know, I kind of smiled and I said, I'm glad to have you back. You know?
Do you look at him almost as the missing piece here? You know, you've always envisioned this rotation, and you know, you've been a man short, maybe, or sometimes two, when Justin hasn't been
helping. Yeah, he's definitely the missing piece for us, you know, during the course of the year up front, you know, with our pass. Because I've said throughout the year that our pass rush is our pass coverage, and they really do a great job for us.
It seems that, you know, not just the guys coming back, but there's a lot of confidence, whether it be how you guys played the past two games. Have you seen it in practice? Have you seen it in the film meetings?
Oh, yeah.
What do you
see? Yeah, you know, I just see a lot more communication on their part to each other. I see a lot more bounce in their step and confidence. I see a lot more focus, them wanting to get it right, trying to get it right, demanding each other to get it right. And so, you know, in the meetings, I mean, there's a lot of chatter. It's not always coaches. It's them talking to each other about what they did right, wrong, or what have you. So I think it's just spilled over into the football field for us.
Much more than usual?
Oh, much more than usual, yeah.
How long has it been going on?
You know what? It really started, you know, the week, you know, after, you know, before the Green Bay game. You know, I mean, they started really, you know, focusing in and getting better, and it's just been a gradual thing for them. So, you know, they're a good group. You know, they want to get it right. You know, sometimes, you know, we've been young at times, and we don't know how to get it right at times. But we have been a little stable the last few weeks.
Other teams have deployed 3 or 4 defensive ends at the same time. Why is this group working so well right now? Is it because they know each other? Is it because they're elite athletes? Is it?
I think each guy has a talent level, a good skill level, that they're not the same. And I'm not going to describe each guy's skill level for you, but they're not the same cookie cutter person when they rush. And so I think that's what makes them unique. They bring a different skill set, each defensive end.
So if you were having to account for them, if you were facing them, which one would you double?
I don't know. I don't know.
Perry, is it unusual, though, that you have so many guys who can move inside and be comfortable and sometimes even dominate in there?
Yes, it's very unusual. It's a unique combination.
Because a lot of those ends, they don't want any part of it. They want to be free as a bird on the outside.
You're exactly right. So, no, it is a unique combination. And the willingness for them to go in there and do that, I think that speaks well of them for the team, that, hey, they want to go in and get inside and get dirty.
It looked like on Boston's first sack, Justin was inside, I think.
Right? He was.
And it looked like they knew exactly what each other were doing and, you know, kind of chipped off each other and things like that.
That was well set up by them. Yeah, it was well coordinated by them. And we've been waiting for that to happen all year long, you know. But we just could never get them on the field at the same time, just due to, you know, nicks and injuries and that type of thing. So it was fun to see. That was a fun game for me to call.
I mean, that makes a coordinator look smart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You put those guys out there and they kind of have a flow of what they want to do.
No doubt.
You know, I mean, you put them there, but it works when that happens.
No doubt. They have a good feel for each other and they know how to set the stunts up.
Do you see them adjust on the fly a lot? Like Matthias was saying, they will sometimes adjust in there. Do you see that?
It happens in practice.
Okay.
You know, it happens in our jog throughs. You know, we give them certain scenarios. Other times, they have to adjust because the offensive line doesn't always block them the same way. So there's adjustments, and there are things that we put on film, we put on tape that we have to go back and talk to them about, and they have to think about.
The improvements you guys have had in the secondary, yesterday, Corey Webster said, you really didn't simplify it. Those guys kind of figuring it out over these last 2 games, and why do you think it just all came together for
them? I think the young guys that were playing grew up a little bit and started learning more, excuse me, and I think that, you know, as they learned more and got better, again, our communication level got better, and by us not playing so many young guys at the same time, I think we got better. Also, so I think those two things contribute to us getting healthier in the secondary.